Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Gary YouTube from Cultaholic.com and welcome to the latest thrilling installment of these tier list thingies where we put some things into some things. It's a bloody revolutionary concept. I'm always joined by yet another Gary YouTube who this time appears to have the head and the expressive face of one Jennifer Louise. Jennifer, how are you doing today, Gary?
Good morning. I'm fabulous. How are you?
I am on top of the world because we are here, Jen, to speak about every single NXT Women's Champion in the history of that there brand. Do you want me to throw some facts at you right now?
Hit me with them.
God, this is going to be a barrage of facts. The NXT Women's title, Jen, was established on April the 5th, 2013. Stephanie McMahon, who, by the way, created everything about women's wrestling. Thank you, Stephanie. She announced an 8-woman tournament that included the likes of Paige, Emma, Tamina, my personal favourite, Alicia Fox, Sasha Banks, Summer Rae, and Aksana. Remember her? Teddy Long, player, and all of that. We go all the way through, to July the 24th, 2013, where the episode aired, where Paige defeated Emma in the final to become the first ever NXT Women's Champion. Since then, we've had 10 different women hold the title. Two of those women, Shayna Baszler and Charlotte, have had two reigns apiece. The current champion, as we all know, jumped off a hoose on the way to winning the title not too long ago. Any more facts you want to throw at me, Jen? Do you have anything different to say on the NXT Women's title? It's a lovely thing, isn't it?
Well, to be fair, it is now, because, but like, even watching back, I was like, I totally forgot that it looked kind of divas-y. Like, at the beginning, I forgot it was pink, and I was like that. Oh, man.
It was little as well, wasn't it?
It was toty. I mean, it wasn't like the AEW one, where it is literally like a belt. But, like, no, it was grim.
It's a big improvement now. But I forgot to read off my list of stats here. Asuka, longest single reign as champion with 523 days. Wow. That's amazing. A big stat. Hit the intro, man. Go on, hit it. So just in case you haven't been here before, we have several tiers in front of me right here. We have the best, lovely, 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 all right, just about bearable, and then get in the bin. I don't think any rain will be getting in the bin. Maybe.
No,
might be one. Might not be.
No, I know the one you're thinking of, but no, it's not going in the bin. We're not those people. We're not those people.
Sorry for the spoilers, everybody, but we're kicking things off, as I say, all the way back in June of 2013, where Paige held the NXT Women's Championship for 273 days. When I say Paige is NXT Women's Champion, Gary / Jen, what comes into your head?
Like, it's just synonymous. Like, that's kind of who I think of. Like, there's like two or three maybe that I just go directly to, but Paige is definitely one of them. I mean, she's the inaugural champion, and I loved her reign as champ. She just was NXT champion for me. Like, it was such a fun company. It was such a different thing. She was such a, you know, she was just such a fresh wrestler to see. It was amazing, and she deserved it, and she was a great champion. So yeah, she's up there. In fact, get him in the top tier for me.
That was the main thing about her, though, wasn't it? Because we'd obviously been through the diva. Well, we're still in the diva era, weren't we, when she turned up. Mm-hmm. And she rocked up looking completely different to everybody else on the roster. Her and AJ Lee taking things a different direction, which was lovely to see, wasn't it?
It totally was. And do you know what? I'm actually so glad that he said AJ Lee, because I always think she gets really lost in that, especially when Paige came in and it's like people just don't give the credit for it. But she was kind of like doing, fair enough, it wasn't like as that gimmick, it was a wee bit more Avril Lavigne-y slightly. But you know, she had the mentality of it. So I think,
They were celebrating the anniversary of the Women's Revolution last week as we're sat here now. And I was thinking, nah, that was in February, because February 2015, Jen, that's when AJ Lee was like, how's Stephanie? I'm calling your bollocks out, pal. And that's when she got the ball rolling. So AJ Lee. God.
Cheers to AJ. Cheers to AJ.
But I guess the thing you have to say about Paige's reign, it was hampered by how NXT was back then, because NXT is a weekly TV show, wouldn't make its way into the WWE network until I think it was February of 2014, and she had been champion for so long up until then, and then obviously we'll make our way through to 2015. A lot of people's first exposure to the NXT women's title would have been Paige being on Raw and defeating AJ Lee and becoming a double champion. But as for the reign itself, I've made a few notes. I've gone back in the archives. I've learned that Paige defeated Summer Rae. She defeated Sasha Banks, which led to Sasha Banks turning heel and becoming the legit boss. So some good came of that one. But it would take a little bit of a sideshow, the NXT Women's title, during Paige's reign, because it was all kinds of tag team warfare where Paige would team up with Emma to take on the likes of Summer Rae and Sasha Banks, who were known as what, Jennifer? I'm throwing everything at you here.
I'm like, Abby, what? Like, what's going on? There's too many questions for like this. Sorry, what am I asking?
What was Sasha Banks and Summer Rae's tag team name, do you remember? From the NXT
Summer
days.
Rae. Sasha and Summer, no, because I only really think of Sasha as a legit boss. Like, that's really what were they called? Go tell me.
Beautiful, fierce females, the BFFs.
I would not have been able to tell you that. Do you know that? I would not.
There were a trio with Charlotte as well for a part, which I completely forgot about until going back.
What? That's honestly, that's like, it feels like brand new information to me. That's mad. Like,
I completely forgot about it. But Paige,
I'm like, when was that? 2013, 14?
13, 14, yeah.
Jeez.
We're old
now. We're allowed to forget. It was 6 years ago.
6 years. It makes you sick, doesn't it? 6 years ago.
Actually, terrifying. Terrifying.
Paige would get one more big win over Natalya on NXT TV. But as I say, it was a reign really just in terms of exposure more than anything, just hampered by NXT not being properly on the network as it would become every single week. So if you want to put it in the best, Jen, I'll put it in the best, but I would suggest that maybe there's better reigns to come.
No, I definitely think there is, but I do think it deserves to be in the best, because even though you're saying that it was hampered by the lack of TV time, NXT was, for me anyway, that fresh a brand that people were following it online, like, you know, even if they're just having to read about it, people knew, people were invested. And I mean, you saw the pop when she turned up at Raw, like, people knew, people were behind Paige.
The real ones knew, that's what the kids would say, wouldn't it? The real ones.
Apparently so, I don't know. You're younger than me.
No, I'm not. Don't say that. Yeah, I know, it's hard to believe. I know I look 47. Anyway, so we have Paige. I've put her in the best, Jen, because she said, so I'm not going to argue with you because I'm scared of you. But we move on to it. Go on.
No, I was going to shout at you because I know that last time, so I can't see the tears, but like I know last time your dirty skullduggery was afoot.
Oh, bloody hell. I was banking on you not seeing that.
But to be fair, it was the people messaging me, so there's loads of grasses out there. So,
yeah. Oh, well, there you go. What horrible people. Who likes a grass? I got away with it once and I was thinking I'm going to make this a thing where I just do a bit of underhanded skullduggery.
No, people are on Team Jen, so there you go.
Well, there's a shock. Anyway, we move on to April the 24th, 2014, Jen, and this is a sentence which is going to make you say, whoa, that's a bit of a weird sentence, that. NXT General Manager John Bradshaw Layfield stripped Paige of the Women's Championship when she moved to the main roster after winning the Divas title. JBL was NXT general manager. Another thing I completely forgot.
That's the thing. Me too, honestly. And it was only like when I was looking back and I was like, geez, oh, now there is something again. Just, I'm like, I can't even remember it.
Yeah.
Madness.
Unbelievable. But then, of course, we move on to Charlotte, who won the NXT Women's Championship for the first time on May the 29th, 2014. That first reign would last for 258 days, which was a little bit shorter than Paige's reign. But we had another tournament, Jen. NXT loves a tournament. Can you remember anybody who was in this tournament?
No, not really, to be honest. I only really remember her and Natalya.
So we had a first round match back in April, May time of 2014. Bayley versus Sasha Banks, where Sasha made Bayley tap. We had Layla, Alicia Fox, Alexa Bliss and Emma, and obviously with Natalia and Charlotte in the final, with Charlotte coming out on top. What are you thinking of when you hear Charlotte Flair, the first reign of NXT Women's Champion?
To be honest, like, I know it sounds really bad, so I'm like more her second reign than the first one. Not into her second one. I'm into this one more. But it always goes back to, it was just so random to have Natalia there. Like, yeah. I know that obviously it was there to give it like this, obviously the heart flair, you know, thing, and like more not more legitimacy, because I mean, some of the names you mentioned in that tournament, like, they are like the pioneers of this era that we're in now. But I just always think it was just so random, like, to have Natalia there, like, and that's what I think of at first. But I mean, it was a good reign, and you do have to, do you know what I mean? You've got to. Charlotte Flair, isn't it? You can't really see
it. She gets a lot of unfounded criticism, in my opinion, because a lot of the issues that people have with her, they're not her fault. The overexposure, the always winning. What, is she meant to go, no, I don't fancy winning tonight. I don't fancy going every single show and getting paid more.
Exactly. You're so right. And I was actually thinking about this, even I was in the shower, and I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, she has been like the female Roman Reigns. Like, because I see about all the four, like, out of the horsewomen, like, she's the one I relate to the least. Just because it has been just so shoved down your throat, and you're just like, right, I get it. Like, do you know what I mean? She's great. I get it. Like, stop it now. So, it was great. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. But, and it was a good match. Like, the final against Natalia, it was good. It was like a nice kind of showcase for Natalia as well, because you'd not seen Natalia really at that level in the main roster for like a good while. So yeah, no, it was good.
I like that when Natalia and Cesaro, they were used to send the workers, brother, down to NXT to make the young lads and lasses look good. But
I was going to say that, not because they used to do take a good hand in like training at the PC as well.
Yeah,
like,
I'd
was that why?
So. There's two qualified people than Big Dick Tony and Natalia to go back to the PC and train some people. That's his actual nickname, you know. Anyway, Charlotte's reign would kick off. She defeated Bayley thanks to a returning Summer Rae, who would appear on NXT TV, Jen, for the first time in 6 months, reuniting the BFFs, that world-famous tag team or stable.
I was going to say, well, everybody's favourite. How could you forget?
But just like Paige's reign, Charlotte's reign would be hampered slightly by tag team stuff. We had Bayley and Becky Lynch. Which other Becky could it be? Becky Lynch teaming up against the BFFs of Charlotte and Sasha, because Summer Rae pissed back off to the main roster to be in a love triangle with Dolph Ziggler and stuff like that. That's a bit later on in the timeline. I'm getting the timeline mixed up. Who would have thought it? But Summer Rae would come back again. She would flip-flop, of course. Charlotte defeated her again. Then we get to NXT TakeOvers, finally. Fatal 4-Way. Bayley was defeated by Charlotte, but Charlotte would, you know, raise Bayley's hand and turn face in the process. More tag team stuff with face Charlotte and Bayley taking on Sasha Banks and Becky, who were no good heels at that point. This is all weird stuff to look back on 6 years later, isn't it, after everything that's happened? NXT TakeOver Rival in February of 2015. Charlotte dropped the championship to Banks in a fatal 4-way match that also had Bayley and Becky involved. Wow.
I was going to say, like, I mean, what, like, a lot happened. And I think that's a good thing about, like, Charlotte's, like, that reign, is, like, there's so much happened. And, like, as far as I, like, remember, like, there was a lot of, she defended that title more than Paige ever did, as far as I'm aware. And like, I remember more of her like defenses and stuff like that, because it was just like, I mean, just not even that timeline there, it's just madness. Like, there's just so much happening.
Like, it's weird how they've all been like so at the forefront of it for so long, because 6 years in wrestling is a lifetime. You always go back and look at people like from the early 90s and stuff who were there for 3 years, and you're thinking, whoa, he was there forever. But now these people of today, like, Dolph Ziggler, he's been around for 27 years now. At this point, it's just weird to look back on how the business has changed.
Always the one that always makes me think was Alicia Fox, and the fact that she'd been there for like 11 years. And I was like, what? Like, really?
Still got the best Northern Light suplex, though. I'll take that. In the world of wrestling, Jen, name me a better Northern Light suplexes than Alicia Fox's.
you know what? Have it. Cause I buddy Alicia Fox more than enough. So I'll just have it.
After dropping the title to Sasha Banks, they would have a rematch later on. Restekpa, I've now said there, Ali G into house. Restekpa between the pair. There would all hugs and kisses after the final bell to sort of, you know, close and chapter on the BFFs and all that malarkey. And then Charlotte would go off to the main roster with Sasha. Well, that, we all know how that went down. We've got to talk about the second reign. Personally, I absolutely hated it because it benefited nobody but Charlotte. But again, this wasn't, none of it was Charlotte's fault. She was booked to beat everybody and nobody really looked good against her, did they?
No, and it's like, it made no sense. I was like, why? You know, because in a weird way, like, and I know obviously the booking, and you're right, it was supposed to be this whole, she just like takes over everybody and she's like the best and she can dip in between whenever she wants. She's the queen, she can do what she wants. But it's like, why would she go back when it's like NXT is so, and like in terms of the main roster, even though it's like such a respected, like, company in its own sense, and you know, it's very aware that more people like NXT than they do Raw. It's very much on Raw viewed as, oh, you've come from, like, you know, training to up here. So why would she go back? Like,
yeah,
it seemed weird.
It was because in storyline, Rhea Ripley challenged it, and you're thinking, oh, bloody hell, Rhea Ripley's going after the mighty Charlotte Flair. Rhea Ripley will get a big victory at WrestleMania. That'll be like another Charlotte, like, you know, Charlotte Flair level sort of standing superstar made. But no, it was baffling ever since Charlotte beat Rhea at WrestleMania. She would go down to NXT. Because you'd think, like, Charlotte Flair's maybe the biggest name in the women's division, outside of Becky Lynch, obviously. Get more exposure on NXT since it went to TV. Didn't happen that way, did it? It just made everyone look bad apart from Charlotte.
That's it as well. And it just kind of made the whole, like, when Rhea did win her title and that huge celebration, I mean, that felt ginormous. Like, it was like, this is huge, this is a star, this is a superstar. And then to kind of, I don't know, just was a bit weird. Didn't like it. That's what I meant earlier, like, I didn't like the second one, but this one
the second one lasted for 63 days from night two of WrestleMania 36. So where are we going to take the second one into account here to maybe knock down Charlotte Flair's NXT Women's Champion?
I think you have to, because the other double champ, or it's like two-time champ, we need to include both hers as well. So
yeah.
I think put it down one.
In a lovely, lovely, lovely.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Yeah, that's the one.
The first one never remember the name of them.
Yeah, no, the first one was great, but
yeah.
No. That dampener on it, you know.
Wait, it's valid. It's warranted, isn't it? But anyway, we move on to Sasha Banks, who of course took the title from Charlotte in that fatal four-way match. Big Restekpa at the end, closing thingy. Sasha would hold the title for 191 days, which I think, it's not. It's the shortest one so far. Shut up, Ross. I was about to say it's the longest one. I can't do maths. Anyway, on the road here, Sasha Banks would defeat the likes of NXT, defeat the likes of Alexa Bliss. They said defeated NXT TakeOver. That would have been something.
Anyway, I was going to say, whoa.
Defeated Alexa Bliss. NXT TakeOver Unstoppable. Banks defeated and retained the title against Becky Lynch, but this is before Becky Lynch was really anything. But she was getting there, the sort of organic babyface run that she had in NXT. She defeated Charlotte Flair again after Flair challenged her for a match after they teamed to defeat the team of Dana Brooke and Emma. Remember those two together in NXT?
Jesus. Like, hardly, but yeah.
Yes. And then we get ourselves to NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 1, and we know what happened there. Banks and Bayley still having my favourite women's division match ever. I don't know about yours.
Absolutely. Brooklyn 1 is my, probably still, maybe Dallas, but like, that's still my favourite TakeOver ever.
What's your favourite NXT roster? Because I was having this discussion the other day with somebody in the office.
Ooh.
And I reckon the 2015 one maybe just trumps the 2018 one, Jen. What say you?
I'm trying to think. Do you know what? Because when did Oscar come into it? That was 2016.
Late 2015.
It was just after this.
Yeah,
it was just after. It was after this. That kind of era then, because I just think that, like, when Oscar came into it, just for me, I was like, what?
Yeah. But as we say, Sasha Banks was the shortest reign so far. But what are your thoughts on her as NXT Women's Champion? I thought you elevated it to new heights, maybe. She's frozen. Jen. She's gone. But when I say to you, Jen Sasha Banks is NXT Women's Champion, what are your overriding emotions? Because I reckon she took that title to new heights.
She did. Do you know what? It was great. She was just such a different champion toward rather than Charlotte. Because obviously Charlotte had that. I always feel as if Charlotte had that kind of like, because she was Ric Flair, you know, she's a Flair. Like, it was kind of like, you know, there is a weird tar with that. Even though she has proved herself to be, like, amazing at what she does, there's always that slight stigma to it. Mm-hmm. And then seeing Sasha Banks come out and just being like, do you know what, this is, like, she felt so, I mean, even though we'd seen Paige and stuff like that, it just felt like, you know what, this is a new generation of women's wrestling and it's getting really serious and these people are amazing. Like, it was good. It was really good. Actually, I'm surprised. Like, it felt... a lot. Her reign felt a lot longer than, what did you say, like 191
days it was, aye? It was,
it felt longer.
Charlotte was 258 and then Paige was 273.
Oh,
I think that just,
I always felt Sasha felt longer.
Just speaks how well she
that.
Did with the title, didn't it?
Yeah, totally. It
was just nice how all the pieces seemed to align for NXT at that point, because you had Sasha, who was amazing at being a bastard, Bayley, who was amazing at being a babyface. Those two go together. Lovely.
Perfect. Well, that's it. It's just like, it's your classic heel to face ratio. So, you know, it just absolutely just writes itself, doesn't it? Writes itself.
And I guess this was, had the NXT, no, the Women's Revolution, this was really, was this the first match to really go, right, we're here, we're the lasses and we're here?
Yeah, I think so. Because you know what? It's still the one I think that the majority of people talk about when they talk about, not even like, and I mean, not even in the sense that we're talking about women's wrestling. When people say like NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, that was the standout match. Like, that's the one that everyone talks about. So yeah, I think that was when it was like legit boss, you know.
Nice segue, that one. So then we have Bayley obviously holding the title. She held the title for 223 days. We had rematches against Sasha Banks, obviously in the main event of NXT TakeOver Respect, where Sasha Banks made a little lady cry, and I enjoyed that back in the day. Did you?
No.
That was, of course, the first ever 30-minute Iron Woman's match in WWE history. Then we had Bayley defeating the likes of Alexa Bliss, Eva Marie. NXT's Eva Marie, remember that? When she eliminated Asuka from a Battle Royal and nobody ever talked about it ever.
No wonder it's like dirty. We don't talk about that.
Never forget, man. You got to give Eva Marie the respect she deserves. Bayley obviously defeated the likes of Nia Jax at NXT TakeOver London. Remember that when they came over here?
Oh my goodness, yes. All the taxis and stuff, yes.
Yeah. And then Carmella as well. But most importantly, Jen, she used to dance to Dirty Dancing with Finn Balor on NXT house shows around this time.
I actually remember that. Like, seeing videos of it, and I was like, oh my goodness.
It seemed to happen at every single show they did. I wonder if they didn't get sick of it. Anyway, after Bayley and Asuka teamed up together, NXT General Manager William Regal announced that Bayley would defend her championship against Asuka at NXT TakeOver Dallas. And we know what happened there. As best a booked match I've ever seen, that the finish especially. I loved the way that Bayley passed out and Asuka was like, whoa, I'm a pure monster, me. Like, and everyone was going mental. They weren't going mental. It was just sort of shock silence that Bayley would pass out in the submission hold. I loved the finish of that match. Bayley is NXT Women's Champion, though.
Yes. Bayley, I thought, was loved it. I actually did love it. Do you know what? Bayley at that time, I loved that gimmick and I just loved her. I don't know. Maybe I relate to it in some level, like as a hugger. But like, no, I loved it. I thought she was great. She was so refreshing. Yeah, I loved it. I did. She was great. She was a great. I was going to say Sasha's not gone in it, has she?
I haven't gone in the tier yet.
Backtrack.
She's got to be the best that we talked about up to that point.
Yeah.
Better than Paige and better than Charlotte.
Yeah, she's definitely better than Charlotte, so it's fair to go in there. And yeah, better than Paige. But like,
there we go. Bloody hell. I haven't been doing these for like the last 4 months or something. That's like longer than that, is it? Anyway.
Just because when we get together, we'll be like...
So there we have Sasha Banks is in the best. She's better than Paige, better than Charlotte Flair. Bayley, right. What are you saying about her?
I loved it. I want to put Bayley... I'm going to put her in lovely, 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 because Sasha still... just trumped it for me, because I feel as if like Sasha did bring the legitimacy it more. But Bailey's run was brilliant. It was good, and it was, yeah, fab. Loved it.
Bailey lower than Paige? That's an interesting call from you, Jen.
No, but then, but I said about Paige because it's like the inaugural, like it's synonymous. You know, I'm like, you know me, I love a wee bit of nostalgia and a wee bit of like legacy and stuff like that. So that's why it's there. First one.
Fair love enough. It. Not going to argue with you. Scared of you. Then we move on to Asuka's reign, the record breaking one. Officially recognised by WWE as 523 days. We'll just go through some of the big takeover matches that she had. Nia Jax to take over the end. Brooklyn 2, she defeated Bayley, who had been replaced, of course, in the takeover the end main event by Nia Jax with the storyline injury. Fantastic match. Takeover Toronto, we did Mickie James. Mickie James came back and was fantastic.
Yeah, that was great. I forgot about that.
Aye. Takeover San Antonio, she defeated Nikki Cross and the Iconics. Ember Moon was toppled Dune at NXT TakeOver Orlando. This is when Asuka really started being a bit of a dick, though, do you remember? Because she pulled the referee in the way of an Eclipse attempt. And then she defeated Ember again, of course, at TakeOver Brooklyn 3. Slightly before that, bloody hell, this is a long list. Nikki Cross and Ruby Riott in a triple threat match were defeated. Nikki Cross in a Last Woman Standing match on NXT TV. Probably the highlight of that reign in terms of matches, I reckon.
That was a real one.
You got any stories about Nikki Cross? I would ask you.
bad ones.
I'm asking for bad ones. You know it, don't you?
I'm trying to think, like, how anything that would be deemed interesting? Probably not. Like, she's such an angel. Like, she's just the nicest person. Like, I loved doing promos with her. Like, she was the most fun to do promos with, especially the gimmick she had in ICW, because it was quite similar to, like, what she's doing now. With this, like, frantic, like, I don't know, but she was, like, the best in the galaxy. That was her thing in ICW. It was so good.
Shocking revelations here on Cultaholic. Nikki Cross is both fun and a nice person. Take that to Dave Meltzer. Shocking revelations here. but then, obviously, Asuka would suffer a broken collarbone in that TakeOver 3 match against Ember Moon. She relinquished the title. In storyline, it was she did it voluntarily, but apparently she had a broken collarbone and had to do it. This is just the best reign so far.
I was going to say, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one. That was, do you know what as well? Like, so obviously, I mean, it was so long, but like, Asuka was like this, do you know what I mean? Like, she was the first person I think I'd seen in so long that you were just like, I just don't know. Like, nobody knew who was going to be able to challenge her for that. She was just so badass, like, so good. Like, she was so excited to watch. I mean, yeah, loved it. She's so good. She is so good.
Yeah, it was just because back at the end of 2015, just the presentation of Asuka with the mask and the massive cloak thing, and then the kicks and the submission holds and the transitions and the flipping around. Oh, it was just so different than anything we'd seen before.
Totally. And I also feel as with, like, I think she, like, I mean, obviously, because it was like a million days that she was a champ, like, but it felt as if, like, she was more of a fighting champ, not more than a fighting champ, but, you know, there feels like there was so much more happening with that title, like that title being on the line with her. And I loved it.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, you did get to the point when you realised, like, she's going to hold this thing forever.
Yeah, I really did get to that point where I was like, I don't see anybody having this, like, ever. And remember, like, at the time, because it was like, how does she move up? Like, nobody understood how she went up to Raw. Madness.
Yeah, because there was that thing where it was like, remember the first brand in 2016 when Finn Balor got called up? Remember all the talk of Vince McMahon apparently wanting Asuka, and Triple H was like, Noah, you get your hands off her.
You're right, and do you know what? Best thing for her.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
I've written them down for some reason, even though they don't really apply to this championship reign. Do you remember the Asuka's streak? I love numbers, mate, Jen. I just want to mention the numbers. 914 days, Jen. 265 wins. 35 women defeated. 8 were title holders when Asuka beat them. 2.5 years, a reign of dominance. And Jen was the 7th woman and the first NXT woman to be both the sole survivor and a Royal Rumble winner. I don't know why I had to mention that, Jen, but I did.
Do you know what? Because credit where credit's due, she's the best. I love her.
She is the best. She's been the standout, hasn't she? Her and Randy Orton on this lockdown era. They're the two standouts for me.
Absolutely. Do you know what? Absolutely. I'll give you that.
Thank you very much.
Andrew as well.
Oh, yeah, of course, Andrew.
He's done a good job.
You got to feel so bad for him, haven't you?
Honestly, of all the times, but it just seems like that is just Drew McIntyre's luck. It's like, what is going on with you? So, yeah. But he's done good.
Any Drew McIntyre stories?
Yeah, but I can't tell.
Shocking revelations here.
Not in a bad way. But he's a pal, so no.
I'm just being a hack. I'll stop being a hack now. Anyway, then we move on to Ember Moon. Ember Moon is NXT Women's Champion. This is one that I just can't envision in my head because she's just been gone for so long. I hope she's okay. I saw there's rumours that her career might be over, which is a horrible shame.
Shut up, I've not seen that.
Some injury, yeah. But Ember Moon, she won the title 2017 at TakeOver. I need to turn around away from the microphone here. War Games! War Games! Because you can't say that word without shouting it like William Regal. Ember Moon held the title for 139 days to win the title. She won a fatal four-way match for the vacant title. Also had Kairi Sane, your pal Nikki Cross, and Peyton Royce in it. When I say Ember Moon is NXT Women's Champion, what are you saying?
I was so buzzed when she got it. At that time, I was just so in love with Ember Moon. And I loved that she won it. And you know, that four-way, I know it's so bad because obviously I've got like Nikki Cross there. I should be like, yeah, go Nikki. But I was just like, Ember needs to win this. Like, the clips, like, I just love that finisher. And I just loved her. She was so fish. So, yeah, I really expected like huge things. And yeah, I was delighted.
One thing I've always wondered, Jen, in your opinion, why did Ember Moon's eyes change colour in kayfabe?
Probably to do with like moon cycles, I would say.
What the bloody hell are they?
So like moon cycles. So like you've got like your waning moon, your new moons, your full moons, your crescent moons, or your, was it waning and something? I can't remember. I should know that, but
should you? I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I'm a bit spooky like that. I love the moons. But yeah, no, I think it's probably something to do with that. Otherwise, it's just because it's nice to change colour, you know? Change your gear, change your colour.
That's a logical reason. I'm going to take your word for it. I've got no idea what you're talking about, but I'll take your word for it. Ember Moon is NXT Women's Champion. We had big wins over Sonya Deville on NXT TV. She defeated Shayna Baszler at TakeOver Philadelphia, a win I think a lot of people might have forgotten up until right at this moment, because I certainly did. And that was a match where she suffered the big old arm injury, sold that for a while and all that malarkey. But aye, a win over Shayna Baszler for Ember Moon at a big TakeOver thing. That's massive.
Yeah. It's mad, and I actually totally do forget about it, because you also just think about the title change with that. But yeah, no, it's mad. She did amazing. Like, honestly, she was so exciting to watch. She was. I loved watching her. And I really did think there was going to be huge things for her. It's like, I'm actually devastated now that you said that could be career-ending, because, you know,
I'm sure, I don't want to put fear in people who might not have known, but I'm sure I read that online. Of course, you take what you read on the internet with a pinch of salt. She might be fine, but she's been gone for bloody ages, and it's a shame, isn't it?
Well, that's it. I couldn't even tell you last time we saw her. Couldn't tell you. What is he? Rumble? But not this Rumble, but... I couldn't tell you.
But then we make sorry, we make our way into 2018. The night after Philadelphia, I think it was, she competed in the first ever Women's Royal Rumble, eliminated by Asuka, then TakeOver New Orleans rolls around at WrestleMania weekend. Moon loses the title to Shayna Baszler via technical submission, and that was her last match in NXT because, of course, the Monday after WrestleMania 34, she was on the main roster. Is this in the best tier? Is this in lovely, lovely, lovely? Could this even just be all right?
It's all right. It was all right. As much as I love her, if you told me, like, you know, think of an NXT women's champion, she'd be down the list for me. Like, because it just wasn't, there was great matches. And like you say, like the Shayna Baszler thing, that's a huge like athlete to have. But it's just, I don't know whether it's just because we've not seen her for so long or what, that it's kind of, it's a shame that you kind of don't. So yeah, I'm just going to say in the middle.
Yeah, it was a shorter one, obviously, but the win over Shayna Baszler, you can't knock it down too far with a big win over Shayna Baszler.
And she had some amazing matches as well. Plus, she's got such a good finisher. So
it must hurt that. Every single time she does it. Hurt her, I mean. Land on your ass off the top rope like that, bloody hell.
I know, mad.
But then, of course, we have Shayna Baszler, who held the title from that takeover in New Orleans. And the first time around... Jen, I forgot your name there for a second. She held it for 132 days. I haven't woken up today yet. Sorry.
Me neither. That's why I'm like still trying to drink this coffee. I'm like, come on.
But the first reign, we had big wins over Dakota Kai before she started a feud with the lovely and nice and fun Nikki Cross. And that would build to a big match at TakeOver Chicago 2, where, of course, Shayna would win. But then eventually, well, not too long after, because it was only 132 days, Shayna would lose the title to Kairi Sane at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4. The first ring. Can you remember anything apart from that Nikki Cross match?
Not really, if I'm honest. Apart from that and the title change, if I'm honest. Because the title change was a shock. And to be fair... This, out of the two Baszler eras, this one wasn't my favourite. So
yeah, it was a bit short, wasn't it? But Kairi did get the win. But then we go to Evolution. Remember that one? I don't, because we were very drunk.
I was going to say, not really.
Shayna gets the belt back off Kairi at Evolution, and then we'll just list off a few of the big matches. She actually defeated Kairi Sane at War Games 2018. Then we get a win over Bianca Belair at TakeOver Phoenix. She defeated Sane, Belair, and Io Shirai, Ross, you tit. NXT TakeOver New York. Shirai again at NXT TakeOver 25. And then that fantastic steel cage match they had on the weekly NXT TV. What a match that was. Mia Yim at TakeOver Toronto in a match that I thought really pooed the bed. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, briefly, I do. When was that? 2019?
19. Not that long ago. I know this lockdown era seems like it's been for 10 years now, but it wasn't that long ago. Then we had another big win over Candice LeRae on NXT TV. Survivor Series rolled around and Shayna was making Bayley tap in the Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT. Becky versus Bayley versus Shayna match. Woo! And then we eventually get to losing the title to Rhea Ripley on the December 18th, 2019 episode of NXT TV. 416 days, the second reign was the sixth longest reigning women's champion ever.
Madness.
Of the titles.
All of them. But no, like that was, the second reign was definitely because she's this like legit fighter and, you know, just nobody, she was amazing. Like that second reign was so good because it just like solidified that she was this like monster when she came in. First of all, it was obviously this whole like MMA thing, and it was, do you know that way, it was a bit weird, not weird, but like they were at that time when she came in, it was like WWE were just like, please give me all the MMA people that we possibly can, and we're just gonna like infiltrate. So it was a bit like, oh, like, you know. But the second reign, because it was so like undefeated, like, and she did come across as a legit monster, I much preferred it. It was great. Plus as well, like, see, just even when you were like mentioning some of the names there, like, I mean, like Bianca Belair and Candice LeRae and stuff like that, like she was like, you know, defeating like big names in NXT at the time. Like, I mean, also it's madness to think that Bianca Belair never held that title.
I know, it's criminal, eh?
with it. Like, just that's just your dawn to me there. I'm like, man, that's grim.
they need to sort their SHIT out when it comes to Bianca Belair, by the way. I know she's back on Raw now, but bloody hell, how are
I know, she's just the best. I love her so much.
Yeah. She's the bestest. That's what she would say. Yeah. Sorry. Keep not on brand.
Yes, me. Look at
but anyway, Shayna, I've got to admit with you, Jen, when she first rocked up, I didn't get it. But then, what was the match that she had where she was just so... Was it against Ember? When she just, like, really obliterated? And I was like, wow, she's just different to everybody else on the women's roster.
What, the title change?
I don't know if it was the one where she just beat the piss out of Ember Moon. And I was like, whoa, she's just really, really different to everybody else on the roster, and that's why she's so good. And then she had the case of the Askers, where you thought, we're getting to this point now where there's nobody on the roster who could beat her.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was a good thing, and that's what solidified her as this monster, and it gave for me, because I didn't really enjoy like the whole MMA crossover thing. It gave me a sense of like absolute legitimacy, like, oh my goodness, like she is, like this is crazy. So yeah, I loved her second run.
Yeah, and if you don't want to take our word, I put her in the best tier, by the way. I don't care what you say on this one, Jen. It's got to be in the best tier.
Totally.
Just in case you don't take our word for how good that second reign was, just go back and watch that match with Rhea Ripley and the reaction when the final pinfall happens. Bloody hell. Woohoo!
Madness.
Right. But before...
No, I was going to say no, because that was just our first one. I was like, let's talk about that now. But no, we've still got more to go.
Oh, we need to go back in time a little bit. From Shayna's reign before the second reign, we had Kairi Sane's teeny tiny little reign. I said teeny tiny. It was still 71 days. Take over Brooklyn 4, this one happened. But this is one that might... This is the one I was speaking about, Jen, which might be in the bottom two tiers. Because as far as I can see... Kairi Sane only defended the NXT Women's Championship twice, and they were both on live events. They happened on October the 11th and October the 13th in St. Charles and Owensboro, respectively. On both occasions, she defeated Lacey Evans. And apart from that, she had a match on NXT TV against Trish Adora. Never heard of her. Sorry, Trish. And against Vanessa Bourne. But apart from that, that was it. While Kairi Sane was NXT champion, that was all of her matches.
Yeah, that's madness. Like, that's actually mad to say. Like, I feel bad because obviously at time of recording, like, you know, with her leaving and everything like that, I feel bad to be like, right, cheerio, bottom tier. But like, no, it's not in the bottom tier. Second bottom tier. Because like her win over Baszler, like as much as like to me, it just didn't really make sense at the time. It was still so exciting because you were just like, oh my goodness, like this like tiny wee woman has done it, like pinned her. Like it was just crazy. And it was such a cool like pin as well, if I remember correctly. And it was just, yeah, it was just amazing. But like you said, like that's probably why I can't remember anything that happened during her reign, because... Nothing happened.
Just two house show defenses, and that was it, which I find really, really weird. I guess the tie-in with the Mae Young Classic from back in the day and their feud, I guess, brought it all together. And obviously, the plans for Shayna outweighed the plans for Kairi. But the thing keeping this out for me, Jen, is the fact that we got to see the NXT Women's Championship in a treasure chest.
Yes, totally. Do you remember, like, when we were watching Evolution and we totally buried the pirate gimmick and everybody went nuts at us? Now we're like, oh, it's great.
I've since learned that she's got a background in boating or something, I've been told on many occasions. So it sort of, yeah, it sort of ties into that. And it's just a shame that we didn't get to see the jump off the pirate ship or whatever was going to happen at WrestleMania, maybe. That'll always be a what could have been.
Excuse me, I should have been there. I should have been under the ship. Like, honestly, I might have to go. I'm like quite emotional thinking about that.
Let's move on quickly before you do get too emotional.
I was like, I'm fine.
But then obviously after we've been through Shayna's reign, obviously the second reign, the 416 day reign, Rhea Ripley is the woman to topple Shayna Baszler finally on December the 18th of last year. Rhea only held the title for 108 days, even though it felt a lot longer than me. She was the first female Australian champion in WWE history. What a bloody moniker to have. Sorry to Australia for that impression then. But as for Rhea Ripley... Huh?
No, I was thinking, I was like, well, Tony, but then that's not a title, that's a tournament. My bad.
Anyway, she defeated Toni Storm at Worlds Collide in January. That was a victory she had while champion. She went after Charlotte Flair, obviously, after the Royal Rumble win where Charlotte won. She had a match on Raw where she defeated Sarah Logan. Happy pregnancy, Sarah Logan. That was weird. Happy pregnancy. Nice one.
Congratulations. I think
that's what I'm trying to say. Congratulations, Sarah Logan. She defeated Sarah Logan in a non-title match in 37 seconds on Monday Night Raw. Defeated Bianca Belair at TakeOver Portland in a match that was sort of... We knew the Charlotte Flair match was coming at WrestleMania, so we knew that Rhea Ripley was going to win. So that was a shame for Bianca Belair once again. And then we get to WrestleMania 36, where she inexplicably loses the title to Charlotte Flair in a match where she had to have also lost her voice. Because, Jennifer, the screaming that went on in that match from Rhea Ripley was on different levels.
Brilliant, though. Needed it. Like, every time, do you know what? Like, it gave the atmosphere that not having a crowd, like, needed. So, yeah, no, it was great. But that was, oh, man, that was heartbreaking. That was really, like, I just remember the shock of seeing that. Because that was, I did not expect that.
Nah.
Like, Charlotte to win, did not expect that. Well, we spoke about it earlier. Nobody expected it, like.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she was, do you know what? I've got such fond memories of, this title reign, just purely for that win, like the initial win of it. And it was like, because it was just on NXT, wasn't it? It wasn't, like, it was just on the TV show. And everybody running out and on our shoulders. And I was like, wow. And it just, also that gave Shayna Baszler like more legitimacy as well, because it just showed how like hated she was. And,
yeah,
you know, I loved it. It was just such good storytelling for me. Plus I love Rhea Ripley. She's just such a cool, she's just cool. She's effortlessly cool, isn't she?
Mm.
Like, yeah, love her. So yeah, no, it was good. I enjoyed it. Not the best, but.
Not even lovely, lovely. I would suggest.
No, but it's
not her fault.
It's not her fault. No.
We had the Charlotte Flair program start after the Royal Rumble, and we knew that that was going to be the match at WrestleMania. So the defenses, well, the defense against Bianca Belair in Portland was a foregone conclusion, wasn't it? Because we knew what was coming. So, yeah, what do you reckon? Do you reckon bearable or all right?
I would say all right. It was middle. All right. Yeah, all right. Because, do you know what, like you said, it was fresh and it was exciting. And I think everybody was of the opinion that they wanted this title on Rhea Ripley. Like, everyone was behind it. And, yeah, it was just bad booking, really,
yeah,
that kind of got her there. So, yeah, not Rhea's fault.
Yeah. But then we move on to Io Shirai, who won the title at TakeOver in your house 45 days ago, Jen. That was 45 days ago.
No, it wasn't.
It was June the 7th, 2020. It was 45 days ago, as we're sat here on the 22nd of July. It makes you sick, doesn't it?
I know. I need to get back
Life's
to work.
Life's going way too quickly.
But it is, like, it's real. It's scary how quick it goes. I was saying this to my pal the other day. It was like, see, when you think, like, oh, I've been here for ages and doing this, but then you're like, days are just going so, so quickly. Like, it's been like 5 months since I worked. So bad.
Yeah, about 5 years for me. Anyway, we move on. Yeah, Io Shirai, she defeated Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley in that triple threat match where she almost beheaded a lady with her knee. That was brutal. She jumped off the house, as we spoke about. Since she won the title, Io has defeated Sasha Banks in a non-title match. And then on the most recent NXT, as we're sat here now, defeated Tegan Nox in that title match. So that's it. That's all. We've only had 45 days of the reign so far. Who knows what might come? Where do you think this is going for Io Shirai? Who's she going to defend the title against next, do you reckon?
You know, who's she going to defend it against?
The next big match.
I would want to see maybe another Tegan Nox, because it just feels as if they're like just pushing her so, so much. And I thought they had really good chemistry on it. So, and I would love to see the title on Tegan. Like, I would, like, she just deserves it. See, after all, like, the injuries, like, all her new stuff, and it's just like she is a superstar. Like, she definitely deserves it. So I would love to see that. The only thing is, it's just such a hard time for somebody to be champion just now.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? As much as, like, her win was spectacular, I mean, that spot off the house, it was just, like, it was so good. Like, it was definitely, it was amazing. But it's a hard time for her, like, to be champion with no crowds and no, you know, what do you do? She's got a lot of weight on her shoulders. So I love her, but...
Where do you reckon then for this reign after just 45 days? I think we're a bit hamstrung here, Jen. All right, yeah, just, we don't know what's going to come.
It's all right. And seeing 45 days, the fact that she's had two title defences already?
Just the one.
45 days? Just the one. Well, okay, maybe. I was going to say that's props.
On average for one a month, just about.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's all you can ask for. So there we have it, Jen. There's our tier ranking for every single NXT Women's Champion ever. We have nobody in the bin, which is fully justified in my opinion. We have Kairi Sane's little reign just about bearable. All right, we have Ember Moon, Rhea Ripley, and then Io Shirai, but that obviously probably will get moved up in time. Then we have Charlotte Flair, her two reigns in Lovely, 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 along with Bayley. And then we go to the best, Jen, and I know you didn't handle the pressure too well last time, but the pressure is on once again as we try to find out who definitively has had the best NXT Women's Championship reign ever. And I'm just going to disregard Paige and Sasha Banks because the discussion is Shayna Baszler or Asuka. Or should I include Sasha Banks and Paige?
No, you're right. It comes down to the two. It comes down to the two longest reigning champs.
So Asuka or Shayna Baszler. If Sam wants to put some dramatic music on this while you ponder, that would be welcome.
I'm like, this shows the difference between us because I was like, the countdown music.
I'm thinking like, who wants to be a millionaire where they get like the 32,000
pounds? Right, let me think because I'm like, all I can hear in my head now is do, 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 do. I think... This is asking basically the two eras that you said, like the two rosters. Asuka.
Why? Explain yourself. Show you're working.
Show you're working.
Don't get any marks in this test without showing you're working.
What a reference. What an old school reference. Quite literally. Right. So, my reasons for being. When Shayna came into it, I didn't like the MMA gimmick. I didn't like Shayna, particularly, even though, like, Asuka was so over and she did have, like, the heelish tendencies. Like, she was just so fresh, so exciting to watch. She defended that more than anyone, as far as I'm aware, I think. Bigger matches, brought out the best in all of her opponents. Meanwhile, sometimes Baszler could just look like a squash match because of the MMA background. Asuka would always, she's just better in my opinion.
I'd agree with you.
Would you? Yeah. I did not know. I thought you were going to argue with me. Yes, Ross. This is why we're besties.
We're BFFs, like some of
us. I was going to be BFFs.
Charlotte and Sasha. It is a close one, though.
Yeah, no, it's very, very close. And it's, like you say, the two. Apart from Paige, obviously, because I, like, would just always... Because it was the first, like, proper title, really, that I kind of remember, like, seeing... was really not apart from, like, the NXT UK and stuff like that, but, like, seeing somebody get an inaugural title, and it's such a huge, huge title within that brand, I'll always kind of have very fond memories of Paige. I loved Paige. But when you think about the title itself, they're the two that you go to, as far as I'm concerned.
Way, aye, chips and pie, as we like to say here in Newcastle. There we have it. Asuka is the best NXT Women's Champion of all time. Jen, any closing thoughts before we go home?
No, just go home. But I am home. So, I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me once again. This is fun. I love these.
We'll do it again in a couple of weeks' time. Right here on this tier ranking malarkey. I've been Gary YouTube from cultaholic.com, joined, as always, by another Gary YouTube. Thank you for watching. Put your suggestions down below for future tier lists, what you want to see from this illustrious YouTube channel. That's all I've got to say. Ask us the best of all time. Nobody's in the bin. What a lovely tier list. Say goodbye, Gary.
Bye, Gary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.